VOC Breakfast. Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome to VOC Breakfast on 91.3 FM. It's gone 7:37 and a half here on VOC Breakfast. Welcome to it. Now, we know that this is something, obviously, that is on everybody's lips. Everybody's being affected by it, especially if you're supposed to be getting out a pension payout. There's been some issues around that. And in the wake of this growing concern over delayed social grant payments, especially affecting elderly beneficiaries, with numerous reports from pensioners across the country who have not received the grants in July, questions are mounting about the efficiency and fairness of the current verification process, if there is even a verification process to go with. This morning, we're going to be speaking to a representative from Black Sash to unpack this issue and also just to understand the impact on vulnerable groups and hear what support is being offered to those left in distress. We know that there are many pensioners who rely solely on this form of funding or contribution or remuneration or anything of the sort. Tandi Hinkerman, Western Cape Regional Manager for Black Sash. Good morning and thank you so much for your time this morning on VOC Breakfast. This must be a concern for you guys.
Well, good morning and thank you so much for having us on. It is absolutely a concern. And in fact, we are seeing a social protection system in crisis.
Let's talk about some of the complaints from pensioners regarding the unpaid grants this month. Is there some sort of number that you can associate the complaints with?
Absolutely, but I think before we even get into the complaints, just understanding what is actually happening. SASSA has introduced a stricter identity and means testing measure for the grants across the board, which essentially requires people to go through a verification process. As a result, as we've mentioned, hundreds and thousands of beneficiaries have had their June and July payments withheld for failure to complete the verification process. SASSA describes the current action as a targeted routine audit in line with the Social Systems Act and also maintains that beneficiaries have been alerted through communication. It's a temporary measure and the grants will be reinstated once they comply with the verification requirements. However, we've seen a very different story on the ground. Many themes, concerning themes coming through. The first and biggest issue we're picking up is the lack of clear communication and proper coordination. Due to SASSA's poor telecommunications coverage and outdated contact information, many beneficiaries haven't received any communication at all. So much to their surprise, they go and try to draw their grant and only find out on the day that they have been selected to undergo this verification process and have not received a grant. As Black Sash, we have not seen one single SMS or any notification letter that has been shared with affected beneficiaries. And the concern here again, as you've mentioned, this is a basic requirement of administrative justice. Even local SASSA officers and managers are not quite clear on the procedure. So there's been a glaring issue with the lack of communication and coordination. And then to your question, we see the verification process being deeply flawed. As you mentioned, vulnerable beneficiaries, particularly our elderly and people with disability, are having immense difficulty trying to access offices to undergo the verification process and having fueled a lot of difficulty as well. We've seen personally elderly beneficiaries, some in wheelchairs, just breaking down in tears because they have high transportation speed to go and undergo this process only to be turned away as the SASSA officers cannot accommodate the influx of 1,000 beneficiaries coming through now for this verification process.
Tandi, let's talk about, you know, this verification process. What does it entail? Because I want you to touch on that part for me. And then, if you could just also latch on the fact that every single month, there's always some issue with a SASSA payout, whether it is an office that is down, whether there's a lack of communication, whether it's about a changing of a card or whatever, there's always just an issue. It seems like our government needs to up the game when it comes to this department. But let's talk about the verification process and then you can share comment on the latter part of my comment.
Absolutely. So the verification process includes a new biometric verification system. So beneficiaries are required to go in and use their thumbprints or their fingerprints in order to verify their identification. That alongside a ID requirement, so the smart cards, a lot of beneficiaries are getting problems with the old green book and are being sent away and have been told to go get smart cards. Bank data, so updated bank statements and confirmation of ID numbers via Home Affairs. However, what we have seen on the ground is that beneficiaries are being asked to undergo this process but aren't being informed of exactly what verification documents they need to bring in. So because the communication hasn't been shared, beneficiaries come in with just their IDs to SASSA to do the verification process, and again undertaking that cost to travel there only to be sent back because they do not have the correct documentation. We also have seen an array of online biometric system failures. So there's malfunctioning of the links, they're unreliable links, beneficiaries aren't able to upload documents, especially if they don't have smartphones or data. And so it really has a real impact on beneficiaries who, A, have not been communicated with, so find out on the day that they're not going to receive income that they survive on, and B, aren't being properly informed of what they need to do to undergo this verification process successfully.
Yeah. Carry on.
Oh, sorry, and I just want to go to your second point, and you're absolutely correct. I think it's very important to note that social grants are not a charity. Mm. They are constitutional rights, and the state has a duty to administer them justly and efficiently and with care. And as you've mentioned, month in and month out, beneficiaries are being subjected by maladministration, by poor coordination, by lack of communication, and beneficiaries survive on these grants. And so it definitely is an issue, and as Black Sash, we have a call to action for the state, which I'm happy to share.
Yeah, I think we need to schedule another interview, you know, where we can just get a lot more information, because I think if this is something so passionate, you know, for Black Sash, for everybody who is familiar with the story and all of that, and very shortly we're going to have to conclude. But before we do that, what is concerning for me at this moment, Tandi, is that we've seen a lot of hacking processes that is also in place, you know, where people are hacking bank accounts, they're hacking, you know, your cell phones, your WhatsApps, your SMSs and all of that. And, you know, generally speaking, with respect, you know, elderly people are perhaps not that tech savvy to even be able to protect themselves from that. And now you're mentioning, you know, the maladministration of the SASSA payouts and the grants and all of that. It just kind of just feels as though our elderly people are not being prioritized, and that is a concern.
It's an absolute concern. I mean, that's seeing the physical element when we see elderly people lined up, as we've seen in Athlone and Guguletu, at 3 o'clock in the morning out in the cold without proper ablution facilities, just being left to their own demise. But also, as you're saying, with the advancement into the digital space, leaving our elderly behind. And not just our elderly, but also our people who do not have access to smartphones or connectivity. It is a privilege. It's not something everybody has access to, particularly our beneficiaries out in the rural areas. So the shift to digitization has excluded even more beneficiaries, and as you've said, have made them more susceptible to fraudulent activity because they do not know how to safeguard themselves in that arena.
Mm. Just before I let you go, Tandi, what should those people who are affected by this do? Is there a step-by-step process that they need to follow, you know, as an immediate, you know, or a short-term solution? Because, I mean, hearing that they haven't been paid out for June, July, it's a bit of a concern. It's probably the only thing that they get into the account for them to be able to survive. Mm-hmm. Is there a step-by-step guide that you can just share advice with for them to be able to move forward while whoever it is sorting out whatever verification process?
Absolutely. So the first thing I would love to encourage beneficiaries who have been affected is to make sure that they have the correct documentation, that they have the updated ID requirements, they have their smart ID, and that they have a broken green ID booklet that they go and get that replaced, that they do have updated bank data, and that they also are very much informed of their rights. Just very quickly noting that some beneficiaries have had their grant suspended because they received, let's say, 500 rand from a family member for support, but it doesn't necessarily disqualify them. So also to make sure that they are aware of the means test and whether or not they should be impacted. I would also like to encourage beneficiaries that if they have any queries or any questions or are uncertain about this process, to contact us on Black Sash. I'm very quickly going to share our helpline information. The email is help@blacksash.org.za. And our contact number is 072-663-3739 or 063-610-1865. If you have any questions or you're uncertain and communication hasn't been filtered to, you please do contact us and we will be very happy to assist you.